After walking across the bridge, we come to our third stop, De Grasse-Lay. This part of De Lay, between the two bridges, is one of the oldest parts of the city. It was already a busy port in the 11th century. Ghent did not produce wheat itself, but it was imported from France. The city had the right to store the wheat for 2 weeks after its arrival, so that in case of famine or war, they would always have a supply of wheat at hand. When the wheat arrived, it first had to be measured.